Welcome to Parshas HaShavua. This week's Parsha is Parsha Kedoshim. This year we read it on its own because it's a leap year, so it doesn't come together with the previous Parsha, as sometimes it does. But it's a small Parsha, but packed, action-packed. In fact, Rashi at the very beginning tells us that Hashem said this Parsha of Parshas Kedoshim, Bahakel. In other words, he assembled all the Yidden together and spoke to all of them together and communicated this Parsha. It says, Rashi, b'fnei sh'roiv gufei Torah tluyin bo, because most of the main parts of the Torah, so to speak, are dependent on this Parsha, fundamental mitzvahs, fundamental concepts, and so on and so forth. But today, I want to just focus on one Pasuk, a very famous Pasuk. The second part of the Pasuk, it's Perek Yutes, Pasuk Yutches, chapter 19, Pasuk 18. But the Pasuk says, Lo sikoim ve lo sitor, you should not take revenge, you should not bear a grudge, just b'nei amecha, to each other. And then the Pasuk ends off, Ve ohavta lereacha kamoicha, love your neighbor, your friend, like yourself, and ni Hashem, I am Hashem. This is, of course, often quoted Pasuk, it's the foundation of so many mitzvahs, and it's a very, very important foundation. So firstly, let me just share with you a kliyokar. The Kliyokar tells us, as Rashi quotes as well over here, that this pasuk of Ahavtal Re'acha Kamoicha is a klal gadol b'Torah. It's a fundamental concept in the Torah. So much so that we learn the famous story in Masechet Shabbos. Ma'aseh v'hu ger is a ma'aseh of a convert that came to Hillel. Came first to Shammai, and Shammai drove him away. Then he came to Hillel and he said, Lamdeini kol ha'Torah, teach me the Torah, kasheni oimed al regel echad, as I stand on one foot. And of course, the Hillel taught him this concept of Ve'ahavta l'recha kamoich, and he said to him, whatever is hateful to you, do not do to someone else. The rest of the Torah is all commentary. And of course, the Mefarshim will battle with this. We understand that perhaps Ve'ahavta l'recha kamoich is the foundation of the mitzvahs between man and man, but how is it the foundation of the entire Torah? And there are a number of explanations. I'm just going to share with you what the Kliyokar says, a very novel interpretation. He says the following. He says, first of all, we need to understand that this Ger was not just a scoffer. He wasn't trying just to make fun of the Torah as if, you know, teach me the whole Torah as I'm standing on one foot in a couple of seconds and so on and so forth. Because otherwise, even Hillel wouldn't have taken him seriously. But what Hillel understood from him was the following. That he was really asking, he was saying, I have never learnt. I'm an adult. I've never learnt. I don't know anything about Torah and mitzvahs. I'm worried about forgetting. Perhaps you can provide me with a principle, a foundational principle on which the entire Torah stands. So he said to him, teach me al regel achas. Regel means like on one foot, one foundation, one idea, that this should be the principle through which I understand the entire Torah. So the Hillel taught him the pasuk ve'haftal re'acha kamoicha. Now, what's interesting is that the Gemara in Makkos also talks about different people that sort of took the whole Torah and put it on a few foundations, more than one foundation, according to different opinions. But then at the end, the Gemara says, "Bo Chavakuk," this is the Gemara in Makkos, Chavakuk came, ve'amidon al achas, and put the entire Torah on one principle. Shenemar v'tzadik be'emunosa yichye. The tzadik will live with his emuna. In other words, emuna, faith in God, is the foundation of all the mitzvahs. So on this first, on the surface, it seems like these two gemaras are contradicting each other. Either it's ve'haftal re'echa kamoicha, avas Yisrael, or it's emuna, which is it. So the Kliyokar says they don't contradict each other at all. He says, because when Hillel told, and this is one interpretation, of course, when Hillel told the Ger that the principle, the foundation, the regel achas, the one foot of the foundation, the entire Torah is, ve'ahavtal re'echa kamoicha, don't do unto others what you don't want done to yourself. This is not a contradiction to the concept of emuna, because he was telling him the foundation of all mitzvahs bein odom lachaveiro, between man and man. And he says, that of course what the Ger was really asking for was two foundations. One foundation for the mitzvahs between man and man, and one foundation for the mitzvahs between man and God. And that's why he told him this pasuk. He says, according to the Kli Yoker, he told him this pasuk, "V'ahavtal re'echa kamecha," which then the pasuk goes on to say, "Ani Hashem, I am God." Ani Hashem is the concept of emunah. In other words, it's this one pasuk that becomes the foundation of the entire Torah. It's the one pasuk that has two foundations, one for Bein Adam Lachaveroi, one for Bein Adam Lamokoim, and therefore, this was the foundation of the entire Torah. This is the Kli Yoker's idea behind that Gemara. There is the famous 32nd chapter of Tanya, where Alter Rebbe, the author of Tanya, explains a little bit differently. He says, in fact, the concept of Avos Yisrael is the foundation of the entire Torah. And in a nutshell, the principle behind that is because what divides us is our external, in other words, our externalities, our body. We all have a body and a soul, a guf and a neshama. Our body, which means our superficial functioning, is different. We have different skills, we have different perspectives, we have different features, and so on and so forth. However, we also have a neshama, and the neshama really intrinsically is one. The neshama is all an expression of godliness, which is within ourselves, and really it's the all comes from one source. Av echad lekulano. As far as the neshama is concerned, achim anachnu, we are really brothers. And what is the foundation of the entire Torah? To give preference to the neshama over the body. In other words, if we focus on our bodily needs, if we focus on the external or superficial part of our existence, then we will be weak in fulfilling any mitzvah. First of all, it would be hard to really fulfill v'ahavta re'echa kamecha, because the differences between us will be emphasized rather than the oneness. And also, it means we are focusing more on our body than the neshama. And of course, if we focus on our body more than the neshama, obviously that prevents us from being enthusiastic and really being dedicated to mitzvahs in general, even the mitzvahs between man and God. However, if we achieve v'ahavta re'echa kamecha, which in other words means that we achieve the focus on the neshama over the body, once we give preference, once we give primacy to the neshama over the body, we are motivated to then keep all the mitzvahs, because our lives is soul-focused and values-focused and value-centered, and we're giving preference to the neshama over the body, and therefore we're motivated to keep all the mitzvahs. So that's two ideas behind this Gemara, which says that Hillel said this is the foundation of the entire Torah. But I want to share with you another idea, another interpretation of this pasuk, because obviously the Haftal Recha Kamecha applies to all ways we relate to other people, as the Rambam says in Hilchos Deos Perek Vav Halacha Gimel, that it's a mitzvah to love every Jew as yourself. And then he says we have to compliment people, we have to have compassion on what belongs to them, we have to respect their dignity and give them dignity. And he says if someone receives honor and receives prestige on the expense of someone else's dignity, has no portion in the world to come. So obviously it's a general mitzvah, and it's specifically with regard to everything and every way we relate to other people. But I want to show with you a very specific angle of this pasuk, and this is based on the work of Shvilei Pinchas, or Pinchas Friedman, Schlitter, who writes an essay every week on the parasha. Some very creative and novel ideas, and he says the following. He says, first of all, he brings what the Kamarner Rebbe says in the Sefer Zohar Chai. He says that "V'ahavtol re'acha kamoicha ani Hashem." That's the pasuk, and he says there's another time where the Torah tells us to love, and that's to love Hashem, as it says in Shema, "V'ahavta es Hashem alikecha." And the amazing thing is that the pasuk "V'ahavtol re'acha kamoicha." Sorry, V'ahavtas Hashem alekecha is the same gematria as our pasuk, V'ahavtol re'acha kamoicha ani Hashem. In other words, loving another Yid is like loving Hashem, as it's brought down in many, many places, that Avas Hashem and Avas Yisrael are really very interconnected. But then he brings a very fascinating idea. We know that it's really remarkable that every year when we learn Parshas Kedoshim, it is always in the days of the Sfira So'imer. And on this pasuk is where Rashi brings the idea, Omer Rabbi Akiva, that it was Rabbi Akiva that said, Ze klal godol batera. Right? Rashi himself, in Kedoshim, on the words, V'haftar Yechakum Eichah, says, Omer Rabbi Akiva says, Ze klal godol b'Torah. This is a fundamental principle in the Torah. Now it's interesting, he adds, there's a fundamental principle in the Torah. He doesn't say, ze klal godol, it's a fundamental principle. He says, it's a fundamental principle in the Torah. What does that mean? So we also know the fascinating idea that we read that Dafka Rabbi Akiva was one who said this. And it is in the days of the Omer that we mourn partially for the death of the 24,000 Talmidim. The 24,000 students that Rabbi Akiva had, because they didn't and which died during this period, because they didn't respect each other. And the Tzvi Latzadik, Tzvi Elimelech of Bluzhev, explains the following. He says, what does it mean that they didn't respect each other? He says the following. He says, we find that after the 24,000 Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva died, Rabbi Akiva took five new disciples and he said to them the following. He said to them, Horishonim, this is a medrash in Kehelos Rabbah, Horishonim loy mesu elam mipnei shoyenem tzora b'toyra zeloze. He says, the first ones died because they were territorial, they were very protective, and therefore non-generous, they were not generous in Torah, one with each other. You people should not be like this. You should share your Torah that you learn with others. And says the Medrash, Miyad Omdu, they immediately stood up. Umolu kol Eretz Yisrael Torah, and the entire Eretz Yisrael was filled with Torah. Which means, the one pshat of they did not respect each other was, that they, when they learned something from their Rebbe, if other people didn't learn it, they wouldn't share it. They didn't share Torah. They didn't connect to each other through the learning of Torah. And this is a fundamental flaw because it says that the whole idea of Torah, of Shebaal Peh, the oral Torah, is receiving it one from another, receiving it from generation to generation, sharing knowledge, sharing ideas. And the Pasuk in Mishlei, Shlomo HaMelech says, Ki chayim heim lemoitzeayim. That the Torah is life for those people that bring it out, that communicate it, that talk about it. And therefore they were punished because it says life is given to those that communicate the Torah. They didn't communicate it to each other. They were not generous with the knowledge of Torah that they had, and therefore they took away their own life, so to speak, and they died during this period. And he says, Shmuel Pinchas says, this maybe is the idea of why Rabbi Akiva said, and he came and he said, "Ve'ahavta l'reicha kamoicha." That this pasuk, "Ve'ahavta l'reicha kamoicha," said Rabbi Akiva, "Ze klal godol." It's a fundamental principle, b'Torah in the Torah. What he meant was, it's a fundamental principle when it comes to learning Torah, that you have to have avas yisrael learning Torah. You have to share ideas. You have to teach. You have to share inspiration. You have to share something you've learned. One shouldn't keep knowledge to oneself. One should teach and publicize and communicate and share and inspire each other with the concept of Torah, v'ahavta l'reicha kamoicha in Torah. What's interesting is, he emphasizes that this is a klal gadol, it's a fundamental principle in Torah. Because there are other areas where specifically Rabbi Akiva allow people to be self-protective. A famous idea. There's a Gemara that says, Gemara in Bava Metzia, about two people walking in the way and they're in the desert and they only have, and one person has a jug of water. And they are dehydrated and thirsty, and they have enough water. If they both drink it, they will both die. But if one drinks it, he will make it to civilization. So there is a view in the Gemara: better they should both drink it. One shouldn't see the death of the other. And Rabbi Akiva comes along and he says, you know, it says, He brings it from Pasu Chayecha Koy Milachayecha Beru. You have a moral responsibility to look after yourself. If it's your water, drink it and save yourself, even though it means that your friend will not survive. However, when it comes to Torah, Rabbi Akiva says with tremendous emphasis, never hold it back for yourself. Share ideas, teach, share Torah with others. And the Shmuel Pinchas suggests quite a radical thing, which is an amazing idea. And he said that's why it could be that later on we find that towards the end of Rabbi Akiva's life, when he was under tremendous, severe Roman rule and decree, where they forbade the learning of Torah, Rabbi Akiva didn't just learn Torah, as we know. We know that Rabbi Akiva had Mesiras Nefesh. He risked his life to learn Torah, but much more than that. The Gemara Brachas tell us that Pam Achas, the Gemara Brachas Samach Aleph, that one time the evil regime made a decree that people should learn Torah. So what happened with Rabbi Akiva? He was makil kehilois berabim. He risked his life to such an extent, not that he called together his students and taught Torah. But actually, he held public Torah teachings, public Torah shiurim. He gave Torah in public. He completely ignored the government and the decree. The end was that he was killed and tortured, and when he was tortured, he was happy. And he said his whole life, he wanted to give up his life for Hashem, and said, B'chol Moedecha. And the Mefarshim are all wondering, why did he have to dafke, defy them to such an extent to teach Torah in public? So he suggests the following. He says, because Rabbi Akiva wanted to bring a tikkun, he wanted to correct, he felt somehow, on some level, guilty and responsible for the fact that his 24,000 Talmidim didn't survive because they didn't share Torah. Because they didn't share, they were not generous. They were misers, in other words, when it came to sharing information that they had learned with other people. Very creative approach. And therefore, because Rabbi Akiva wanted to fix this, afterwards he wanted to bring a tikkun, a tshuva, so to speak, this whole idea, he risked his life, even under Roman rule, not just to teach Torah to a few individuals, but to teach Torah in public, to share Torah at the highest level, even though it cost him his life, to bring a tikkun to that idea of not doing v'haftal reicha kamoicha when it comes to Torah. That's the idea. I think what we learn from that is, of course, this concept of that everyone, and I think it was the previous Lubavitch Rebbe said that if someone knows an aleph, even before he's learned the beis, he has a responsibility to teach someone that aleph. Obviously means he has to continue to grow and learn the base, but in the meantime, I can teach. We need to share, we need to teach, we need to inspire each other to fulfill the mitzvah of Haftal Recha Kamoicha as a klal gadol in the learning of Torah. Have a wonderful day and a good Shabbos.